There are various pressure points affecting our citizens' rights. One key pressure point, however, deals with the Secret Service agencies that have basically divided the country up into those who watch and those who are watched. Sadly, the history of the FBI is the history of how America, once a nation that abided by the rule of law and held the government accountable for its actions, has steadily devolved into a police state where laws are unidirectional and intended as a tool for the government to control the people. The FBI was established in 1908 by President Theodore Roosevelt to deal with certain specific domestic crimes. However, today the FBI employs more than 35,000 individuals and operates more than 56 field offices across the United States, with many more offices in smaller towns and more than 50 international offices. In addition to their massive data campus, our computer system, which collects information and houses more than 96 million sets of fingerprints from across the United States and elsewhere, the FBI, according to the Washington Post, is building a vast repository controlled by people who work in a top secret vault in the J. Edgar Hoover FBI building in Washington, D.C. This one stores the profiles of tens of thousands of Americans and legal residents who are not accused of any crime. What they have done is to appear to be acting suspiciously to a town sheriff, a traffic cop, or even a neighbor. The FBI's reach is massive and it's grown steadily since the 1950s. With an $8 billion budget, FBI agents are spread out across the country investigating everybody from veterans who do Facebook posts to ordinary citizens who may be anti-war activists. Indeed, the FBI has a nefarious history. During the 1960s, for example, the FBI developed into a federal policing and surveillance agency that not only deals with so-called criminal elements, but also those who oppose the policies of the American government. In other words, dissidents. For example, the FBI wiretap followed and tracked Martin Luther King Jr. while collecting, incredibly, 17,000 pages of internal documents aimed at neutralizing King, the great dissident. In fact, an agent even wrote Martin Luther King a letter asking him to commit suicide or the government was going to release information on his private life. And in 2009, the FBI granted its agents additional powers, allowing them to conduct surveillance on American citizens without any proof of wrongdoing. This includes downloading any information you have on your computer, your Facebook, your text messages, etc. Included in the FBI's new manual is the ability for the FBI to come into people's apartments when they're not there or homes, go into the attics and into their personal effects, searching for items that they can use to incriminate the people. Some things they may be doing secretly, t-shirts that say down with the government and those kind of things, collecting information that they can use eventually to maybe convict somebody or to shut them up like they were trying to do to people like Martin Luther King. So what we've developed here is what we would call a federal Gestapo, something the Nazis used to quieten people down, to shut them up, so the government could gain more control. This is an incredible pressure point. And if we don't turn back the power of agencies like the FBI, I fear that eventually these people are going to be everywhere. And the freedom as we have known it, I mean, you won't have the right to even post anything electronically. You'll have an agent at your door with a gun and maybe somebody from the Secret Service taking you away.